I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world, including America, and how China is influenced by the world. This week, China is preparing to test a new system for issuing work permits to foreigners, a system that's got some of those foreigners worried. Starting in November, authorities in 9 Chinese provinces and cities, including Beijing and Shanghai, will categorize foreigners who apply for work visas into 3 groups, A, B, and C. A Class A ranking will be given to foreigners who can prove they are highly skilled young or middle-aged professionals with proficiency in Mandarin. Class B ratings will go to other professionals who don't meet the A standard, while low-skilled workers or those in seasonal industries will end up as a C. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Services says the system's goal is simple: to attract more A-ranked foreigners to work in China and drive economic innovation. At the same time, the ministry says limits will be imposed on the numbers of B and especially C workers who are allowed in. The Chinese government agency overseeing the reform, the State Administration of Foreign Experts, says it's also meant to streamline and speed up the work visa application process for foreigners. If all goes well, the Human Resources Ministry says the foreign worker class system will be implemented nationwide from next April.
That procedure has been tried in other things. They'd like to do things in a sort of experimental points and see how it works, which is a good system, I think, see what they can correct any glitches in it.
That's Douglas Spellman, a senior advisor to the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States in Washington, and a former U.S. diplomat who served in China. I asked him what he thinks of the Chinese government saying the work visa reform is meant to help it recruit the best foreign talent.
They do need foreign expertise, but they want to make sure, and that's why they'll be grading people, I guess, that those who come in are doing things which they see as beneficial to their development and not in any way have the potential to undermine it.
Spellman says he sees the visa reform as part of a series of Chinese government moves designed to keep out what Beijing considers to be undesirable foreign influences.
In May, there was this NGO law, which means that NGOs, foreign NGOs, now have to report to the Ministry of Public Security instead of Civil Affairs, which has many people concerned about what this is going to mean in practice. But I think that it's clear that the leaders in China are concerned about foreign influence and the way that this might undermine their own governing of China, and in particular the party's governing. And that's a bit of concern for foreigners who would like to play a positive role in China's development, but are seen somewhat suspiciously by the government.
China was home to around 600,000 foreigners, according to a 2010 government census, 200,000 of them being workers, along with 400,000 dependents. A Beijing-based human resources consultant interviewed by the New York Times last week said he believes the foreign population in China now is much higher, about 2 million. Spellman says joining them will be a tougher prospect for Americans who have to navigate the new classification system.
Just bureaucratically, if you have to get classified before you can actually make application, I don't know how it'll work, but say for a visa to come in, that's sort of another hurdle that'll have to be overcome.
But setting up hurdles for foreigners who want to work in your country is not something unique to China, a point that I put to Spellman.
Sure, we have. I mean, to get a work visa to come into the States, it's not an automatic process. To get a tourist visa or a business, general business visa, that's fairly straightforward. There's no quotas on that. But for work visas, you have to show that you're actually going to come to work, and a determination has to be made that that kind of labor that you're going to be doing is a need that the U.S. has. So, yes, there is some similarity in this between the system we have for allowing, as I say, for work visas. That's a special visa.
Spellman has experience with U.S. and China visa issues, having served as U.S. Consul General in Shanghai for 3 years in the 2000s. Drawing on that experience, he says the two systems do differ in how they treat people engaged in certain types of activity.
if there is an element in the Chinese system of wanting to control somewhat the kind of people who come in, and in particular ones who would have activities that might seem threatening somehow to the Chinese system, that's not really something that we look for. The way you get a work visa is that you have to be offered a job, and then that company that offers that has to fill out paperwork and put the papers in place when you go to apply for a visa. So what it means is that there really is a job and you're going to fill it. But the government doesn't get involved in deciding whether that's a good job or a bad job. If some company says they want you, I mean, unless it's something clearly antisocial, that's the only criterion. There's not the criterion of what impact it might have on the social fabric of the United States.
While China may not explicitly be saying that it considers particular jobs to be good or bad, having your work graded A, B, or C is not a pleasant prospect for some foreigners already living in China. Winston, a British South African vlogger who's lived in China for 10 years, called the new system absurd in a YouTube video posted by another vlogger, Laowai86. Winston, who uses the handle SerpentZA, says China's work visa requirements already are so strict that he thinks the addition of a ranking system will drive even more foreigners to work in the country illegally. What do Chinese social media users think? VOA intern Mingmin Xuan checked out microblogging site Weibo, and all the reactions she found from Chinese netizens were positive toward the foreign worker visa reform. Some users praised the Chinese government for making Chinese language skills a priority for foreigners. Others said the policy should have been adopted long ago and expressed hostility toward foreigners who they see as unworthy of living in the country. Are you thinking of applying to work in China? How do you feel about its new classification system? Share your opinions on Twitter at @VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lipin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlipin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. I also invite you to listen to this podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for VOA China 360 and subscribe. Well, that's it from me for this time. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360. Hope you can join me then.